Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WIRI 105.5 WisCountry.
CBS News Brief. President Biden and former President Trump are back on the campaign trail this weekend. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
President Biden is on a battleground push, visiting several swing states, including Wisconsin and Michigan.
Both candidates held rallies yesterday in Georgia. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries slammed Republicans in the House for holding up bills to get much-needed aid to Israel and Ukraine. Jeffries on Face the Nation.
The reason why it's not happening is because there's a pro-Putin faction in the Republican Party, led by Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson, who are blocking this legislation, and that's shameful.
A U.S. ship is on its way from Virginia now to help build a temporary port to get more aid to starving people in Gaza. Reporter Anna Foster's with the BBC.
The best way to get aid at scale into Gaza is the way it used to happen before the war began, by road.
The U.S. has also made several airdrops. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. All kinds of sunshine for your Sunday. Northwest winds a little breezy today with highs reaching the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly clear skies will drop to the middle 20s. On your Monday, sunny skies, south winds, highs in the lower 60s.
Right now, it's 37.
Hi, and welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. If you've listened before, you know that we are a radio show celebrating the past and embracing the future of country music. Each episode, we pick a theme. Today's theme is all about mountains, and we talk about all the songs that we love that are relevant to that theme. I'm here with Drew Morgan. Drew, so many songs in country music are coming from the mountains. You have mountain music, you have country songs about mountain music. You have mountain music that's not really mountain music, but has the words mountain music in it. I mean, the mountains are so connected to country music. Why do you think that is?
It's definitely because half of the foundation of country music came down from the mountains, quite literally, in the form of old fiddle tunes and what became bluegrass music. But in the early days, what was going on in the hollers of West Virginia, Kentucky, Virginia, and Tennessee really was half of the foundation for Nashville and the Grand Ole Opry,
right,
and forming what we know as country music as a genre. Mountain music is literally half of the foundation.
And I think it's interesting to look back. I mean, you're right. So much of country music came out of the Appalachian Mountains to Nashville. But in later years, and you know, over the last 50, 60 years, you see bluegrass music that is so unique to Appalachian region appearing in places like the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, I think that's the great thing about music is how it's both universal and so specifically regional at the same time. And obviously bluegrass and country are different genres, but there's been so much overlap throughout the years, as we'll get into on this show, that while the genres are very different, they share a history. And that's so obvious when you kind of look at it in hindsight.
Yeah, I think for me, you know, I grew up in the middle of the plains, about as flat as you could get, but I still have this understanding of the mountains from country music that was playing on the radio. For example, the Smoky Mountains. So much of Dolly Parton's music is coming from the Smoky Mountains, and we're going to cover some of those songs today from that region.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm from. That's where I grew up. So I'm very familiar with what you're talking about, and I'm very proud of it. You know, you were learning about where I was from. I was learning about my history through those songs. I was learning about my culture and what my people went through. So I've always had a very special connection with what is known as quote-unquote mountain music, and proud of the effect it had on country music.
And today, because we're talking about mountains and because mountains are so connected to the beginnings of country music, we're going to be playing a lot more traditional music and bluegrass music than we would normally on a show like this.
Yeah, well, this is forgotten country, and I think that we're on theme, and maybe people forget that country music has its origins in the same stuff that bluegrass has its origin in. You know, Brad Paisley didn't forget. Listen to Brad Paisley play bluegrass music and tell me there's not overlap in what country and what bluegrass is. It's all there, and I think most fans are aware of that.
Yeah, and before we get into the music, the last thing I want to say is so often this type of music is called country western music. And that's always been so interesting to me because, you know, I just say it. Like, I've always said it. Like, oh, what kind of music do you like? Oh, I like country western music. But really what that is two very different types of music. Country music, which is very much from the mountains and the hills of Appalachia, and western music, which is largely from Texas. When you really listen to them, they don't really sound that similar. Texas music doesn't have a lot of banjo to it. Appalachian music has a lot of banjo. They both have fiddles. They both have guitars. So there's definitely some overlap. But one of the songs that we're going to play today that I'm really excited about is from a Texas-based artist singing about the mountains.
Yeah, and I think in the beginning, there were clear distinctions between country and western. I think over time, and this is a theme on today's show, those things started to blend and mishmash, and it's a little less clear when we get into those definitions. I think what matters is that the culture from these regions and the people are expressing themselves through music. And coming from that area, I'm proud of that.
All right, well, let's get at it. The first song that we're going to play is a song that people might know from the early 2000s film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The theme of today is mountains, mountain songs, mountain music, songs about mountain songs that aren't really mountain music.
Yeah, we're going to get meta.
We're going to go to Meta Mountain. we're going to cover all of those. But the first one that we're going to play is traditional in every sense of the word.
Yeah, this is like one of the oldest American recorded songs, I think, at least in this genre.
Yeah.
If I'm saying it correctly.
For me, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which I think came out in 2000 or so, you know, I was in high school at the time. That was a big movie for me, mainly because of the soundtrack. And that was the first time that I heard really traditional American music, I think, for the first time. I mean, you would hear a little bit of fiddle music and stuff here and there, like in soundtracks on movies and television. But I grew up in the Midwest. You grew up in the South. I think you probably were hearing it a lot more than I was.
Well, more specifically, I grew up close to Siderville, where the record shop and the Acuffs like had a lot of this music going on. I grew up close to the Appalachian Museum. I think actually it's called the Museum of the Appalachians, where they played this music. But I tell you what it was for me, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That was the first time where I was like, oh, and it's cool.
Yeah. So the first song that we're going to play is The Big Rock Candy Mountain, and that's actually performed by Harry Kirby McClintock. I don't know that we were able to trace the origin of this song, but it's a song that goes back to the late 1800s, early 1900s. And I think it's interesting because to your point about, Oh Brother, We're Out Thou, making it cool, like, I think it's still cool today.
That movie?
The song.
Both are both cool. Yeah. I think so.
Well, we think
maybe not to like 18-year-olds or whatever. Maybe that's part of what it is. You age into realizing like, oh, this is old art that's rad and not like, what is this lame old stuff? Yeah.
And to be clear, if we have 18-year-olds that are listening to us, you are cool.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what your friends...
The coolest.
It doesn't matter what your friends say.
Tell them about that new joint, Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Yeah, play this for all your friends on the TikToks. All right, here's the Big Rock Candy Mountain as performed by Harry Kirby McClintock.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes, and you sleep out every night. Where the boxcars all are empty, and the sun shines every day. On the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
The next song, some might say, is not a country song, but to me, it definitely sounds like a country song. It sounds like a country song straight out of the 70s. Do you have that reaction? It feels a little bit maybe folk country.
I had not had the reaction that it wasn't country, but I do recognize what you're saying. It feels very much like everything that was going on in the 70s that wasn't pop or outlaw, like that third sort of Graham Parsons-y lane. I think that's why I like Ian Noe, is that he's a throwback. Even the haircut, which, you know, that doesn't matter, but it's like even the haircut and the way he wears his jeans, it's like, where did this guy come
from? He reminds me of somebody that grew up in the 70s listening to 60s country music.
Yes.
And sort of took the 70s sound and countrified it.
Well, and it's also funny because you think about how culture moves. It's like the Flying Burrito Brothers heard country, grew up in Arizona, live in California, heard country and made it into this thing. And then it's like this guy from the original place where country started heard them and flipped it back.
The reason why I think more than anything it belongs to this show is because I think people who like classic country legends music will like this. When I first heard Ian Noe online, I had to look and see if he was a new artist or if he was, you know, an artist that I just missed from 40 years ago at this point.
I just found out about him recently. Someone put his latest album on their like year end best list. And it was somebody I respect. It was somebody we featured on the show, actually. It was BJ Barham of American Aquarium. And I said, who? And it's rare for me to have that moment inside the world of alt country and Americana. And literally the moment I hit play, I was mesmerized.
Yeah. Same dynamic for me for sure. All right. So this is Appalachian Haze by Ian Noe.
Morning's gone and the TV's on, been raining for a week. There's coffee cans and an old box fan floating in the creek. And no better time to ride the line. Ain't seen the law in days. It's your own town when the mountain sounds this Appalachia haze. Well, Bobby dreams on the back porch swing. We keep an eye on him. He's counting all the basketballs, brushing past the limbs. Remembers when he was only 10, they left the homestead crazed. And they busted for just a flying tour, this Appalachia haze. Says she goes too hard. There's plastic pets in a blue swing set, rusted in the yard. So that child, she was always wild, setting her own ways. Sleeps downtown with her arms around that Appalachia haze. Here comes John with his buttons on. He's optimistic still. We'll stand in the rain for a good campaign. We'll tell him how you feel. We said, you see, that just like me, we're in for the glory days. The Savior's come to lead us from this Appalachia haze. Now the cutting pines and power lines, I watch the gutter drain. Down every ridge, there's a washed-out bridge covered up in cane. But I got a friend just around the bend. You ought to hear her play. I pick along while she hammers on this Appalachia haze.
Well, we definitely are featuring a few throwbacks on this show, starting with Rock Candy Mountain, but then also now Mountain Dew with Ralph Stanley. I have to ask, I mean, you grew up in Eastern Tennessee. Was bluegrass, I mean, bluegrass is more Kentucky.
I think it's all of Appalachia. I think that Kentucky gets a lot of the credit because of Monroe.
Yeah.
But Dr. Stanley, if I'm not mistaken, hails from North Carolina.
I think it is North Carolina.
And then, you know, there in Knoxville, we had a lot of players and pickers. Acuff comes to mind as probably the most famous. But I certainly grew up with bluegrass. I have an uncle who played the banjo and plays guitar in church. A lot of the church hymns we would sing were in the style of, hey, this one's in the key of C, and then they'd just go. And a lot of the pickers were bluegrass pickers, so we would have kind of bluegrass gospel versions of hymns from the 1800s, you know, and that was what I grew up around. I didn't know it was bluegrass, you know. I just thought that was what gospel music was.
For sure. Well, we can't have a show about mountains and country music and mountain songs without good old Mountain Dew. So here's Mountain Dew by Ralph Stanley.
Here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew. Oh, they call it that good old
my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old mountain view. Now Mr. Roosevelt told him just how he felt when he heard that the dry log gone. If your liquor's too red, it'll swell up your head. You better stick to that good old mountain dew. Oh, they call it that good old mountain dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old mountain dew. Preacher rode by with his head high, stood high, said his wife had been down with a flu. He thought that I ought to sell him a quart of my good old mountain dew. Oh, they call it that good old mountain dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old mountain dew. Snort, he sawed off and short, he measures 4 feet two. But he feels like a giant when you give him a pint of that good old mountain dew. Oh, they call it that good old mountain dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old mountain dew.
I'm Matt Hildreth, and you're listening to The Forgotten Country Show. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Loretta Lynn, Alabama, Dolly Parton, Tom T. Hall, and a host of others, so you'll definitely want to stick around.
WIRI Nacoosa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Started walking her way, but she belonged to that bad man Jose. And I knew, yes, I knew I should leave, but I heard her say, hey, hey, hey.
Come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong, come a little bit closer. I'm all alone, and the night is so long.
So we started to dance in my arms, she felt so inviting. I just couldn't resist her, just one little kiss, so exciting. Then I heard the guitar player say, Vamos, Jose's on his way. When I looked, the cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, man, you know you're in trouble plenty. So I dropped my drink from my hand and threw
this is Steve Warner.
105.5 FM.
Lonely women make good lovers. We're all at the mercy of good-looking, smooth-talking men. Better treat her just as good as you can. Lots of times a lonely girl will go out on the town with no thoughts of evil on her mind. And she don't try to plant bad seeds. Lord knows there's something every woman needs. Friendly smile will do it every time. Lonely women make good lovers. We're all at the mercy of good-looking, smooth-talking men. Something warm when she gets cold. And if her lips are wet with wine, when it comes to loving time, she'll trade her pride for something warm to hold. Lonely women make good lovers. Good-looking, smooth-talking men. Lonely women make good lovers. If you've got a woman, you better treat her just as good as you can. Lonely women make good lovers.
Traditional country music is alive and well in the heart of Wisconsin. From Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
I called him everything under the sun, kind of under my breath, and when I was done, slammed my bedroom door. Did some stomping around on my bedroom floor. Dad walked in, no knock, no gray. Said, if you think I walked in like I own this place, boy, it's 'cause I do. And I've got some things I wanna call you to. You're a son of a mama. You're a son of a dad. Who will never stop loving. Someday you're gonna get it, boy. You'll admit it, boy. Just like I did with my old man. You're a son of a mama, a son of a dad. Who'll give a damn? He took the keys to my new used car. Pulled as long as you're living under my roof car. Son of a dad. who will never stop loving me and being there and giving me everything they had. Let me tell you that I get it now, I'll admit it now, why I am the way I am. I'm a son of a mama, a son of a dad, who gives a damn. Yeah, I'm a son of a mama, a son of a dad, who gives a damn.
Hey everybody, this is Garth Brooks.
105.5 FM.
I was feeling the blues, I was watching the news, when this fella came on the TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. That got me going without even knowing. I'm packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me two piña coladas. I want one for each end. Let's set the sail with Captain Morgan. I buried him in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good time and man. Goodbye. Oh, now I've got to say that the wind and the waves and the moon winking down at me eases my mind by leaving behind the heartaches that love often brings. Now I've got a smile that goes on for miles with no inclination to roam. And I've got to say that I think I gotta stay, 'cause this is feeling more and more like home. So bring me to Pina Colada. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good time and man. Sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land.
Oh, troubles, I forgot them.
Troubles, I forgot them.
I buried them in the sand.
I buried her in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas and say hello to her good time and man. Bring me two piña coladas.
I'm Matt Hildreth. This is the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we're talking all about mountain songs and country music. Next song, Drew, is an interesting song because it is a classic country musician in a collaboration with a more contemporary rock artist. So this is High on the Mountaintop with Loretta Lynn, but she's collaborating with Jack White of the White Stripes.
I love this song. I love Loretta Lynn. Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter, means a lot to my people, Appalachians, hillbillies, quintessential mountain woman. And then here is a celebration of mountain life made with arguably the biggest rock star in the world. I know rock isn't as big as it used to be, but Jack White's probably the biggest one now. That's such a cool journey to think about her and her daddy working in a coal mine, to her becoming the queen of country, then to her working with Jack White and all the while singing about mountain people.
Yeah, she was always able to be traditional, but also surprising at the same time.
Exactly. I love it. The Pill, same exact thing. A classic country song about, at that time, a very controversial contemporary issue.
Yeah, so it's like once you think you start understanding who she is and what she's about and what she represents, she kind of changes it.
Yeah, I think she's being true to herself, and it's hard to put people in a box. In the day and age of the internet and in the day and age of radio and TV, it's hard to put people in a box, especially if they're really being their self.
For sure. Well, here is High on a Mountaintop by Loretta Lynn.
Well, my daddy worked down in the dark coal mines, shoveling that coal one shovel at a time. Never made a lot of money, didn't have much, but we're high on life and rich in love. High on a mountaintop, we live, we love, and we laugh a lot. Folks up here know what they've got. High on a mountaintop, high on a mountaintop, where the rest of the world like a little bitty spot. We're all singing dance and we ain't gonna stop, and the moonshine flows behind every rock. High on a mountaintop, we live, we love, and we laugh a lot. Folks up here know what they got. High on a mountaintop, high on a mountaintop, where the rest of the world's like a little bitty spot. Folks, heaven's not that far. High on a mountaintop, we live, we love, and we laugh a lot. Folks up here know what they've got. High on a mountaintop, high on a mountaintop, where the rest of the world's like a little bitty spot.
Well, here's another song that we cannot leave out on our mountain music playlist in country music, Mountain Music by Alabama.
I like that this is a song about mountain music, but it is not a mountain music song. And what I mean by that is, you know, the whole crux of the song is play me some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play. But other than one breakdown in the song, it's really hard to call this mountain music. This is country music. Pop version of the late 80s, early 90s. Well, I like that. I think that's great.
Are there mountains in Alabama?
There are no mountains in Alabama. I don't think
so. Is Alabama from Alabama? I guess I should know that.
They are, but you could totally imagine that. I'm sure they didn't write the song, but
that's
you could
true.
Easily imagine that their grandparents were from the mountains.
Okay.
And moved to Alabama to work for TVA, as an example, and them bringing their music with them.
Well, I definitely love the song and the connection to the past. I love a throwback to a throwback. So here we have Mountain Music by Alabama.
Like grandma and grandpa used to play. then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway.
Something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Hey,
I don't think we could get through the show today without playing at least something from Dolly Parton. So you pick this one, Drew.
I don't believe in kings and queens. I think it's silly that other countries do that. But I also admit that we're talking about Appalachian royalty right now. People will fight you over Dolly in the South. My wife actually picked this song. Loves her so much. I got to send my wife to a Dolly concert for her birthday one year. We were living in New York trying to make it as artists. We didn't have no money. And I couldn't afford one ticket, much less two. So I put one on credit and sent her by herself. You know, great birthday present. You're going to go by yourself. So my wife, she's a real sweet person. She was trying to find her seat. And I guess the usher kind of felt sorry for her because she couldn't find her seat. And because she was alone, the usher was like, "Are you alone, baby?" And she was like, "Yeah." And she sent her front row. Took her right to the front row. That's not the seat I bought. Right in the center. And then Andy sent me pictures of her just squalling, crying the whole concert as Dolly sang. Dolly was probably 65 at that time and still had it.
Yeah, I think it's been fascinating to see her career. I mean, growing up, you know, Dolly Parton was everywhere. And then she kind of disappeared for a couple of years. But she's come back with a bang.
Dolly Parton is a rare combination of otherworldly generational talent. That voice, her ability to write songs. There's a legend that she wrote "I Will Always Love You" and "Islands in the Stream" on the same day.
Yeah.
Mixed with a marketing genius. Dolly Parton is relevant whenever she wants to be.
That's true. Did she really write both those songs the same day, or is that just like urban legend?
A lot of people say it's an urban legend. I don't know. Yeah,
I believe it. I choose to believe it. All right. Well, here we have "Early Morning Breeze" by Dolly Parton.
the early morning sun, closing it behind me, and away I do run to the meadow where the meadow lark is singing in the tree. In the meadow I go walking in the early morning breeze. I cup my hands to catch a multicolored butterfly perched upon the petals of a flower growing wild. To visit with the flowers in the early morning breeze. Rainbow colored flowers kissed with early morning sun. The aster and the dahlia and the wild geranium. Drops of morning dew still linger on the iris leaves. In the meadow where I'm walking in the early morning. Where I stray, or it's there I find the courage to greet the coming day. For there among the flowers I kneel gently to my knee to have a word with God in the early morning.
I'm Matt Hildreth, and you're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Coming up, we have songs from Tom T. Hall, Earl Scruggs, O'Bella Reed, and Vince Gill, so you'll definitely want to stick around.
Conway Twitty on his favorite song he ever recorded.
My favorite songs are like friends to me. And if you got a handful of really good friends, it's hard to say which one's the best. You know, it's according to what's going on, and same way with the song, what kind of mood you're in. You know, sometimes yeah. I like a little blues. I love blues. You know, sometimes I like gospel music.
Lord, she needs someone to hold her when she cries. Her few belongings, left a note, and now she's gone. And I can't stand to think of her out there so all alone. As soon as she's gone far enough to know she's out of sight, she'll pull off the highway. She'll cry, and she needs someone to hold her when she cries. Someone who really understands the way she feels inside. When her heart breaks, the tears won't stop, no matter how she tries, and she needs someone to hold her when she cries. I don't blame her for leaving, Lord, she didn't want to go, but she thinks I don't love her. or need her anymore. I've driven her into a world as dark and cold as ice, with no one there to hold her when she cries. And she needs someone to hold her when she cries. Someone who really understands the way she feels inside. And if she ever loves again, I hope that she will find someone who'll always hold her when she cries.
Hi folks, this is Paulette Carlson from Highway 101, and more country legends are on the way.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. All kinds of sunshine for your Sunday. Northwest winds a little breezy today, with highs reaching the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly clear skies will drop to the middle 20s. On your Monday, sunny skies, south winds, highs in the lower 60s. It's 39 at our studios.
Weekends. I'm over you. Things aren't always what they seem. You can't believe everything you read on my face. I'm over you. You heard I'm drinking more than I should. Taking it rough, but why they making those stories up when I'm over you? There were times if you'd been around, you would have seen me broken down. I'm over you. So if I seem a little bit cold, it only means you've lost the hold you have on me. I'm over you. You heard I'm drinking more than I should.
Hi, everybody. This is Randy Travis.
105.5 FM.
I'm getting out of this high-rise penthouse suite, where we pretend life's rosy and sweet. I'm they seem to be. And these high-class friends that you like to hang around, when they look my way, they're always looking down. And I'm tired of you spending every dime I make to finance this way of life I've learned to hate. I'm going back to a better class of losers. This uptown living's really got me down. I need friends who don't pay their bills on home computers, and they buy their coffee beans already ground. But you think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine? Said the grass is greener on the other side, but from where I stand I can't see grass at all. And the concrete and the steel have changed the way you feel, and it takes more than caviar to have a ball. I'm going back to a better class of losers. This uptown living's really got me down. Don't pay their bills on home computers, and they buy their coffee beans already ground. If you think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine, but a better glass of blues suits me fine. Yes, a better glass of loser just suits me fine.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WIRI 105.5 Wiscountry.
CBS News Brief. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is pushing for action on a bipartisan border bill that's still in limbo in the Senate.
Will 2024 go down in history as yet another failed attempt at bipartisan compromise, or will congressional Republicans follow the lead of their own negotiators and the President of the United States and actually do something about it?
That's Buttigieg on ABC. Meantime, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says the U.S.